感谢神，我们在安息生日能够聚集来敬拜神。
We thank God indeed that we are able to gather here this afternoon to worship God.
我们经过中午的用餐休息又得到了力量。
And through the lunch that we just had and the rest, we are again strengthened.
我们继续来领受神的话语。
And we shall continue to receive the word of God.
那我们在吃饭的时候我们就会看到我们的弟兄姐妹大家在一起用餐。这是一个欢喜的一个气氛。
And during lunch, we can see the lovely atmosphere of us gathering together and have fellowship.
然后我们在家里呢，我们也常常有全家人的一起用餐吃饭。
And also at our houses, we also gather together to have meals together as a family.
我们总想到说全家人一起吃饭这是一种团圆快乐的一个时刻。
And we know that when we gather together to have meals as a family, this is a wonderful reunion.
可是呢，有时候会有某某的家人因为工作、读书不在家里，他就没有办法跟我们一起聚餐。
However, there are some of us in the family who are away at school or at work and are not able to have this reunion with us.
所以总是家里呢餐桌上总是有个空位，没有人坐的。
And there will be an empty seat on the family table.
这个时候我们总是有个遗憾。
And sometimes we felt really sad.
我们总是觉得如果等这个家人也能够回来的时候，我们就全家人就团圆了，一起来用餐。
And sometimes we long for the presence of that person who is away to have this reunion meal.
我们总希望全家人一起来用餐，最后也能够一起来上教会。
And together we hope that we will have meals every day together as well as going to church for services together as a family.
到最后我们可以全家人一起来服侍神。
And also to serve God as a family.
我们可以全家人一起得救。
And also to be saved as a family.
在天上我们还可以住在一起。
And that we will be able to dwell in heaven together as a family.
我们星期四早上都有一个中文查经班。
On Thursday mornings from 10:30, we have this Chinese Bible study fellowship.
我们现在呢，每次参加的人数大概都是有15到20个人上下。
And usually there are between 15 to 20 people attending this Bible study.
在这里又再做一次广告哈。
And this is my form of marketing.
如果大家时间许可的话。也欢迎大家来参加星期四早上的中文查经班。
And if time permits, I hope that all of you too will find time to worship this, to attend this wonderful Bible study.
因为我们唱诗歌彼此分享。
And the first hour we have this hymnal sharing.
每个人讲他对这首诗歌的一些感动跟见证。
And you are welcome to pick any hymn that you like and also share with us why this is your favorite hymn.
那接着就是我们开始查考的是创世纪。
And the second hour, we studied the book of Genesis.
我们在创世纪的查考的时候，大家都是有问有答，大家在彼此分享。
And during this Bible study, there is also a discussion type of studying, and you are welcome to share your thoughts.
所以呢，可以提出很多的问题都没有关系。
And no one will stop you from posing any questions.
那也是在查考创世纪的时候读到了挪亚受神的指示去造了方舟。
And in our study of Genesis, we come upon this story of Noah, how he, according to God's instructions, construct the ark.
我们来看呢，挪亚他带领全家人来进入方舟的这个事情，给我们今天有什么美好的教训
？And what is the lesson for us today with Noah bringing his entire family into the ark？
我们请看创世纪。
Please first of all turn to the book of Genesis。
第六章。
Chapter six。
第九节。
Verse nine。
创世纪第六章第九节。
Genesis chapter six verse nine。This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God.
第十节。
Verse 10, and Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
这里记载挪亚那个时代呢，挪亚是一个义人。
During the time of Noah, Noah was a just man.
为什么特别要强调他是个义人呢？
Why does this verse emphasize that he was indeed a just man?
因为在当时是在第十一节记载的，在神的面前已是败坏了，地上满了强暴。
Because in verse 11 it says the earth also was corrupt before God and the earth was filled with violence.
这个世界啊，凡是有血气的人啊，都败坏了他们的行为。
We know that those who have a fleshly, they will have a corruptible behaviors.
在这么一个大环境，整个世界都败坏了，却只有挪亚，他却是个义人。
The entire earth was filled with violence. Only Noah and his family walked with God.
因为呢，在一个大黑暗里面，就只有挪亚啊，他是一个一点的亮光。
In this big darkness, only Noah and his family is a light.
因此神，特别喜悦他，称他是一个义人，是一个完全人。
And God was pleased with Noah, and he considered Noah a just man, perfect in his generations.
挪亚与神同行。
And Noah also walked with God.
我们之前也看到了，以诺也是与神同行三百年。
We also know previously that Enoch was also walked with God, and he walked with God for 300 years.
神喜悦了，就将他取去，他就不在世上了，没有经过死亡。
And we know that at the end of his life, he was taken away by God, and he did not see death.
因此能够与神同行，这是一件非常有福气的事情。
This is indeed a blessed thing to be able to walk with God.
可是，在挪亚那个时代，整个环境全部的人，有血气的人都是败坏了行为。可是要在这种环境之下啊，要跟他们不一样，来跟与神同行，这是一个非常不容易的选择了。
And we know that during the time of Noah, all the other people, they were corrupted except Noah and his family. And this is really difficult to be different from others.
他可能会被周遭的人都在嘲笑他。
I'm sure the people around him were mocking him.
他们都在吃喝玩乐后，或者做很多罪恶的事情，只有挪亚不做，反而是众人都在嘲笑那个挪亚。
And we see that the other people, they were drinking and partying except Noah. And we can see the pressure that Noah has by them laughing at him.
可是呢，挪亚他还是坚定的与神同行。
But yet we see Noah was determined to continue to walk with God.
因此神就决定要毁灭的当时这个世代。
This is the reason why God wanted to destroy this
我们看13节。
Corrupted world. Let's read verse 13. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
14节。
Verse 14, make yourself an ark of gopher wood, make rooms in the ark, and cover it inside and outside with pitch.
15节。
Verse 15, and this is how you shall make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits.
16节。
Verse 16, you shall make a window for the ark, and you shall finish it to a cubit from above, and set the door of the ark in its side. You shall make it with lower, second, and third decks.
17节。
Verse 17, behold, I myself am bringing flood waters on the earth, to destroy from under heaven all flesh in which is the breath of life. Everything that is on the earth shall die.
18节。
Verse 18, but I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall go into the ark, you and you,your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you.
在这里记载呢，神决定要毁灭当时这个世代了。
Here, God has already made a decision to destroy the earth.
因为他们已经太多的罪恶。
Because the earth was so filled with violence.
神就说他们的尽头已经到了。
And God said the end for them has already come.
罪恶已经灌满了，已经到了极点了，神不得不处罚他们了。
Sin has come to a full conclusion.And the time of a destruction.
可是呢，神却要拯救挪亚一家人。
But yet God wanted to save Noah and his entire family.
所以他叫挪亚要造一只方舟。
This is the reason why God asked Noah to construct an ark.
好，那么方舟的造法这里就有记载。
And the dimensions of the construction of the ark is also given to Noah.
神要让挪亚一家人都进入方舟里面来得到平安。
God wanted Noah and his entire household to enter into the ark.For safety.
以及还有那些活物就一公一母都带进方舟里面来得到保存。
And every species of animals, male and female, they will also be kept alive in the ark.
然后要准备各样的食物积蓄起来来做他们的食物。
And Noah is also to prepare for himself food for his family as well as for the animals.
那到最后方舟盖好了，神就叫挪亚一家人都要全部进入方舟。
After the ark has been completed, God instructed Noah and his family to enter it.
那第七章啊，就开始有洪水的降下。
And we see in chapter 7 that the flood, the rain started.
所以地上所有的牲畜、空中的飞鸟全部都死了。
And we see that all the animals outside of the ark were killed.
一到第八章，洪水退了以后啊，神又叫挪亚出方舟。
And in chapter 8, after the flood receded, Noah was instructed by God to leave the ark.
我们看第七章第一节。
Let's read chapter 7, verse 1. Then the Lord said to Noah, Come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation.
这里神啊，叫挪亚要造方舟以后，就对他对他说，你和你的全家都要进入方舟。
Here, after the ark was constructed, the Lord instructed Noah to come into the ark with his family.
因此呢，我们看到呢，神对于挪亚的拯救是全包括全家人的。
And we see that God's plan is to save Noah and his entire household.
神看挪亚是一个完全人，是一个义人。
Because to God, Noah was a righteous person.
这里就没有记载说哦，他的太太怎么样啊？他的儿子怎么样啊？他的媳妇怎么样啊？我们不知道。
But yet the Bible did not describe the behavior of his wife, his sons, and his daughters-in-law.
但是我们呢看到一个结果是神要他的全家都进入方舟。
However, ultimately, what God wants is to bring salvation to Noah and his entire household.
特别说到，我看你在我面前是个义人。
Especially when God said, "I have seen that you are righteous before me."
因此，这个做爸爸的呢，挪亚有一个好的榜样。
As a father, he set himself a very good example.
他能够用他的好行为影响到了全家人。
He was able to influence his family members with regard to his behavior.
我相信呢，他的太太、他的儿子、媳妇应该不会去做坏事吧。
I'm sure because of his good influence, his entire household will not stray away from.
他们仍然一定会跟着爸爸跟着先生来做神所喜悦的事情。
I'm sure.They will follow him as a husband, as a father, or as a father-in-law.
所以呢，我们要知道，一个做父亲的呢，他有很大的责任，要带领全家人来敬拜神。
We know now that as a father, they have this great responsibility to bring their entire family to worship God.
我们知道呢，挪亚他就是带领着全家人来敬拜神来进入方舟。
Noah led his entire family to worship God and to let them into the ark.
我们知道呢，现在这个世代呢，有的孩子真的是要孝敬父母的是不容易的。
We know that in this present generation, it is not easy to find children who shows a filial piety.
现在的孩子呢，通常都不太听父母亲的话。
More commonly, we tend to see children who disobey their parents.
他们总是说我要长大我要做自己的事情，我要做决定。
They will tell the parents that they are a full adult now. They can have the freedom to do whatever they wish.
尤其是现在这个环境的诱惑这么的多。
Especially in the society, there are so many temptations.
会不会在挪亚那个时代呢？他三个儿子跟三个媳妇，他们也都是年轻啊。
And we see that the children, the sons of Noah and his three daughters-in-law, they are also young.
因为按照圣经的记载呢，挪亚是500岁才生了闪、含、雅、弗。
Because in according to the Bible, Noah was 500 years old when he begot the three sons, Shem, and Japheth.
那么600岁的时候，洪水降下来。
And when he was 600 years old.The flood came.
所以呢，洪水降洪水又退走了以后又经过两年闪呢，他才生下孩子。
And it took 2 years for the flood to completely recede, and only after that Shem begot his own children.
那个时候闪呢，才102岁而已。
At that time, Shem was only 102 years old.
我们来看一下《创世纪》第十章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 10.
请看第十一章。
I'm sorry, Genesis chapter 11.
创世纪十一章。
Genesis chapter 11.
第十节。
Verse 10. This is the genealogy of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and begot Arphaxad, 2 years after the flood.
啊，这里记载呢，闪啊，啊，他是在啊100岁的时候生的亚法撒。
We see here that Shem was 100 years old when he begot Arphaxad.
而这个闪100岁是洪水以后的2年。
And when he was 100 years old, the flood has been preceded 2 years prior.
所以呢，洪水来的时候呢，那个时候闪啊可能才98岁。
I guess that the flood came when Shem was only 98 years old.
所以洪水过后2年，他100岁，然后生了他的儿子。
2 years after the flood had receded, he begot Arphaxad.
可是呢，我们又看到呢，挪亚是在500岁的时候生了闪、含、雅、弗。
However, we see that Noah was 500 years old when he begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
然后到601岁，洪水整个退走了，干啊干，地面都干了以后，那他们才出方舟。
And at his 601st year of his life, the land started to dry up, and the flood had already receded.
所以呢，在啊挪亚要带领啊这些闪、含、雅、弗进方舟的时候呢，啊。他们可能都很 baby 啊，啊，都看起来那个年纪呢，啊，还很小。
We see that when Noah led his three sons into the ark, the sons' age is quite young.
啊，因为呢，照这样算起来的啊，他们造方舟的年纪呢，啊，应该是在这100年里面啊去造的方舟。
Because I'm sure that they were no more than 100 years old when their father constructed the ark.
那么我们就可以知道呢，年轻人呐、啊，他要听爸爸的话，真的是不容易。
It is not easy for sons to obey their father.
我们是不确定啊，挪亚是几岁开始造方舟的
？We are not really sure how old Noah was when he started building the ark.
但是总是他在啊。601岁的时候，洪水退走了。
But what we are sure about is that when he was 601 years old, the flood started to recede.
所以呢，啊，挪亚是600岁的时候，洪水降下来。
And we see that, the flood happened when Noah was 600 years old.
那么在这个之前呢，他啊有造方舟的时间啊有多久的时间呢？我们圣经是没有详细的记载。
And of course, we do not know how long it will, take Noah.To build the ark.
但是我们可以确定的是，闪、含、雅、弗一定在100岁以内啊，这个年纪啊。
But what we can be very sure of is that they have not reached 100 years old, when the ark was completed.
也在这样的年纪啊，在这啊几十年啊100岁以内的年纪，然后嘛，后来方舟造好了，他们跟着爸爸进入方舟。
And as before they turned 100, the ark has been completed, and then later on, they followed the father into the ark.
所以他们呢、啊、是98岁啊进入方舟。
They were 98 years old when they entered the ark.
在这么年轻的时候、啊、在那个98岁，当时算是很年轻的一个年纪，要听爸爸的话真的不容易。
98 years old at that time is considered a young age, and it is not easy for one to obey their father.
我们今天就来思想了，做父亲要带领家中的孩子啊，来敬拜神，真的是不容易。
It is a big and difficult task and responsibility for a father to bring his entire family to worship God.
而且是要带领还没有信主的家人呐、啊。
And especially if we are trying to bring our unbelieving
family members. 我们要让全家人呐、啊、一起来敬拜神。
And when we want to bring the entire family to worship God.
当然，现在我们说挪亚他是爸爸，他有责任带着太太跟孩子跟、啊、媳妇都来敬拜神
course,
都来进入方舟
course,
这是爸爸的责任
Of course it is easy for us to say that this is indeed Noah's responsibility to bring his wife, his sons and his daughters-in-law into the ark
我们反过来呢也可以说到孩子他也希望他的爸爸、啊、也能够一起来上教会来敬拜神
Conversely speaking for the children also they wish that their unbelieving father will also come to believe and worship God.
我们看到使徒时代呢、啊、保罗他们去传福音的时候
For example, in the book of Acts, when we see how Paul was preaching,
结果呢信主的人也都是全家一起来信主。
Those people who believe in Paul's message was also as a family.
我们请看使徒行传16章。
Please turn to the book of Acts, chapter 16.
使徒行传16章12节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 12, verse 12, and from there to Philippi, which is the foremost city of that part of Macedonia, a colony. And we were staying in that city for some days.
13节.
And verse 13, and on the Sabbath day, we went out of the city to the riverside, where prayer was customarily made. And we sat down and spoke to the women who met there.
14节.
Verse 14, now a certain woman named Lydia heard us. She was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira, who worship God. The Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul.
15节.
Verse 15, and when she and her household were baptized, she begged us, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay. So she persuaded us.
这里记载保罗传福音, 到了腓立比。
Here it says that Paul came to Philippi to preach.
就有一个姐妹来信主了,她叫吕迪亚。
There was a sister by the name of Lydia, who came to worship God.
就听了主的道理呢, 心, 打开了,
After God opened her heart, she was able to accept and heed the things spoken by Paul.
所以她和她的一家人全部都受洗。
And then later, we see that she and her household were baptized.
这就是全家人一起信主的一个好例子。
This is one very good example of how entire household came to believe in Jesus.
所以今天呢，我们自己来信主以后，我们更希望我们的家人也来信主。
And today, we have belief in Jesus, and we also hope that our entire family will also come to believe in God.
我们的父母亲或者是我们的孩子，
Not only our parents, but also our children.
都能够全家人一起进方舟。
That our entire family can enter into this ark of God.
然后接着呢，我们看到呢，挪亚他开始在造方舟的时间，他三个孩子那个时候也一定也在帮忙。
And we see that the time that Noah took to build the ark, I'm sure his three sons were also helping him out.
因为他的孩子呢，也是在年轻的时代。
Because at that time they were still young.
所以爸爸在做方舟的工程，三个儿子也在帮忙。
And with this building project, I'm sure his sons also lend a hand.
因为呢，全家的服侍呢，这乃是一个福气呀。
Because when we can serve God as an entire family, this is indeed a wonderful blessing.
神呢，叫挪亚要造方舟。
God instructed Noah to construct the ark.
这个方舟呢，的规格啊，都已经告诉他了。
And God also revealed to Noah the dimensions of the ark.
那么他三个儿子呢，三个媳妇应该是全家人都在投入这样的侍奉工作。
And I'm sure the other members of his family also was involved in this building project.
因此呢，最后全家人都进入方舟里面来，这是理所当然的事情。
And of course, naturally, we see that once the ark was completed, the entire household entered it.
今天我们在教会的服事工作，我们也盼望是全家人都能够来参与，都能够来服事神。
And today in the church, we also hope that the entire family can also serve God.
当然呢，每个人的时间不一样。
And of course, in terms of the timing, it will be different for everyone.
有的人呢，他真的时间可以，他来做这样的服事工作。那有的人真的工作或者课业很忙，没有办法来做这么多的服事。
And of course, according to time permits, one may be a student who is able not who is able to only do so much, and another person may be busy in his work.
但是我们会期待是全家人都有服事的精神。
But of course, here and there, we hope that the entire family member will find time to
serve God. 可能是先生来做教会的服事工作，太太要在后面来支持他。
Maybe the husband as a brother will do the actual work, but his wife, the sister, will also do the supporting role.
因为可能家里还有小baby要照顾。
Because at home, they may be young toddlers.
所以不可能说夫妻两个人都来做教会的工作，那孩子谁照顾呢？
Because it is impossible for the brother and sister to commit themselves to church work and neglect the housework.
所以呢，可能先生去照顾，去教会工作，然后太太就在家里照顾小孩。
The husband may serve in the church while his wife will take care of the family at home.
可是呢，在这样的服事工作的时候，太太却不会抱怨。
However, by doing this, we see that his wife will not complain.
也不会一直叫她丈夫不要去教会做工作，要在家里帮忙去照顾小孩，或者要去工作赚钱。
His wife will not grumble or complain about the amount of work that that her husband is doing at church.
因为呢，做太太的能够把家里照顾好，让先生专心在教会做服事工作，这也是一种支持，也是一个全家的服事。
Because the wife could play a good supporting role by encouraging the husband to work for God as well as in his career.
我们知道呢，全家人呐的服事呢。要前后都来互相搭配的。
And we know that the entire household must try to cooperate in this serving God.
所以呢，在使徒时代呢，他们有一些教会是属于家里的教会。
This is the reason why in the book of Acts we see that there are family services.
我们请看哥罗西书第四章。
Please turn to the book of Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书第四章呢，保罗写信给哥罗西的教会。
This is the epistle of Paul to the church in Colossae.
当然，这些教会有一个独立的会堂了。
And of course, at this time, there is this individual place of worship.
可是呢，也问候了老底家其他的弟兄姐妹。
And he also greet all the brethren in Laodicea.
然后又特别交代去问他们在家里的教会的安。
And he also give greetings to those people who are worshiping in the house.
我们请看第四章十五节。
Please read chapter 4, verse 15. Greet the brethren who are in Laodicea, and Nymphas, and the church that is in his house.
在这里记载呢，保罗说要问老底家的弟兄跟宁法。
Here, greet the brethren who are in Laodicea and Nymphas.
特别强调呢，在他的家里的教会。
And the church that is in his house.
所以这个时候呢，他们没有去买外面的独立的会堂来做教会聚会的地方。
Here we see that they did not at this point bought an independent synagogue to worship.
他们在这里乃是在家里里面就来做一个教会的聚会方式。
They actually held their services in a person's in a member's house.
所以他把家里呢开放出来当一个聚会的地点。
And this member.Change his house to be a place of worship.
虽然他们还是住家里，可是家里却也愿意开放来做聚会的地点，这是不容易的。这要全家人一起来配合。
And this house is not only a place of residence, but also for a place of worship. And this is not easy for this person to do.
因为要全家人一起来做服事。
Because this requires the entire family to agree upon this idea.
因为家里要打开门让弟兄姐妹都来聚会。
Because to convert their own personal residence to a church, you are also inviting many brothers and sisters.
所以家中的每一个人呢，都要来做这些服事的接待的工作。
And each an individual member of the family must be involved in this service.
所以呢，这就是当时教会的发展的一个阶段。
And this is one of the stages of the church.
当然，后来人数越来越多可能这个家庭已经容纳不下了。就去外面买一个会堂。
However, as the membership started to increase, this house could no longer hold them, so they need to buy a different.
我们想了很多教会的成长都是这样子开始的。
And I'm sure in today, this is how our church also.
我相信我们温哥华教会以前也是这样开始的。
And for Vancouver Church, this is also how we started.
原来也是在一个信徒的家里来做家庭的教会的聚会。
In the beginning, we also started at a family member's house.
那结果后来才到慢慢的买到这个会堂。
And then later on, as the years go by, we purchased this building.
但是呢，全家人都有服事的精神呢，这就是一个美好的事情。
And if we have this collective spirit of serving God, this is indeed a wonderful thing.
因为呢。当一个人在服事，他的家人有来支持，那这样他的服事工作可以做得更好。
Because if one is serving God and the other members act as a supporting role, this is a very beautiful thing.
而且最后呢，得到的福气是全家人每个人都得到一样的福气。
And at the end of the day, God will bless this entire household.
我们要知道呢，今天呢，神对我们全家的一个服事呢，是。非常的重视。
And we know that God require this of us, that is to serve Him as one family.
如果只有父亲在服事，儿子不服事神， 那最后儿子还是要被惩罚的。
Because if only the father is serving God and not the son, then God will the, seek an accountability for the son.
我们来举一个啊一个失败的例子啊，给我们做提醒。
And there is actually an example for our, warning.
在撒母耳时代啊，当时有个祭司叫以利。
During the time of Samuel, there is a particular judge by the name of Eli.
这个以利呢，他的儿子呢，却没有做好啊这个服事的工作。
Eli's sons did not perform well in this regard.
反而他们做了很多坏事。
They actually did evil.
他们惹神的愤怒啊。
They provoked God.
我们来看当时以利两个儿子呢，在圣殿里面呢，啊做了哪些坏事。
Let us see what exactly.That Eli's sons did.
看撒母耳记上第二章。
Please turn to the First Samuel chapter 2.
这代表以利呢，这个父亲没有好好的啊带领他的儿子啊来做服事的工作。
We see here that Eli failed in teaching his two sons to serve God.
我们看撒母耳记上第二章十二节。
Please turn to First Samuel chapter 2, verse 12. Now the sons of Eli were corrupt.They did not know the Lord.
13节
Verse 13, and the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered a sacrifice, the priest's servant would come with a three-pronged flesh hook in his hand while the meat was boiling.
14节
Verse 14, then he would thrust it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot, and the priest would take for himself all that the flesh hook brought up. So they did in Shiloh to all the Israelites who came there.
15节
Verse 15, also before they burned the fat, the priest's servant would come and say to the men who sacrificed, give meat for roasting to the priest, for he will not take boiled meat from you, but raw.
16节
Verse 16, and if the man said to him, they should really burn the fat first, then you may take as much as your heart desires. He would then answer him, no, but you must give it now, and if not,I will take it by force.
17
Verse 17, therefore the sin of the young man was very great before the Lord, for man abhorred the offering of the Lord.
在这里记载以利两个儿子是个恶人
Here,
不认识神
he says that Eli's sons, they were evil. They did not know the Lord.
他们也是祭司啊
They were also considered priests.
他们也受洗啊如果在新约的时候他们也是受洗的信徒啊
And in the New Testament, way they are also baptized members.
就像我们今天的全家人也有全家人都受洗了。
For example, today our entire family members have been baptized.
我们在做教会的工作了。
We are also serving God in the church.
可是呢，以利两个儿子这个祭司呢，却有不好的行为。
But yet we see that Eli's sons they were totally corrupt.
人家在献祭都还没有献祭完以后，他就把肉给抢走了。
Even before the people could finish their sacrifices, they took it by force.
仆人呐 就立刻把那个百姓的献祭物都把它抢走了。
Even their servants will take the offering and the sacrifice by force from the people who sacrifice.
本来要先把脂油先烧了这是神的。
Because they're supposed to burn the fat first, because this is given to God.
烧了以后，然后才把肉取走啊。
After the fat has been burned, then they can take away.
可是呢，以利两个儿子却一定要把东西把祭物给抢走，这是他们藐视神的祭物。
But yet they despise the sacrifice that is given to God by snatching away the offering.
结果后来呢，神就告诉撒母耳说要惩罚以利的两个儿子。
And this is why we see that later on God told Samuel that retribution will come upon these two sons.
因为呢，以利呢，他没有好好的教导他的孩子来服侍神。
Because Eli failed to properly teach his sons to serve God.
所以呢，我们从这个例子就可以知道说，我们要服侍神，一定要有全家人来来敬拜神，来服侍神，来得到福气。
From this example, we see that the entire family must worship God and serve God in order to receive blessings from Him.
所以今天呢，我们一定要有这样的精神。
Today, we also must have this kind of a spirit.
那么我们到最后呢，就可以全家人来得到天国的福气。
And at the end of the day, we will receive this heavenly blessing from God.
因为呢，我们已经全家人信主了。
Because we have already believed in God.
我们也全家人来服侍神了。
And we have already served God as a family.
那最后我们就可以全家人都得救了。
And then later on, we will all be saved as a family.
所以呢，今天我们要有这样的一个心智。
Today we must have this resolve.
我们要常常为还没有信主的家人来祷告。
We have to pray for our unbelieving family members.
我们用我们的行为来感动，来感化他们。
Let us touch them or move them with our actions.
让他们感觉到说，信耶稣确实不一样。
To let them feel that it is so different when.
然后让他们因为我们的好行为来到神的面前，来得到神的福气。
And hopefully that through our change behavior, they'll be moved to believe in Jesus.
然后我们就可以全家人来服侍神。
Then as days go by, their whole family will believe in Jesus.
我们不管是前面的、后面的，都一起来服侍神，都是有同样的精神。
And it doesn't matter if they come to believe in Jesus late or early, but at the end, they will one day come to believe in Jesus.
然后最后我们全家人都得到赏赐。
Then in the At the end, the entire family will receive grace from God.
我们来看撒母耳记上三十章。
Please turn to First Samuel chapter 30.
在这里记载呢，大卫带着军队去打仗。
Here records David took his entire troop to battle.
但是呢，有一些军人就往前去打仗了，但是他们的家人就留在后面来看顾他们的。这些器具跟财物。
And the husbands will go with David to fight in the front of the battle, while the remaining member of the family will remain behind to take care of the weapons.
那么当时呢，打仗胜利回来。
And at that time, they came back from victory.
他们就有一个疑问说，那我们只能在前面打仗人才能得到赏赐吗
？But then they asked themselves, are the The plunder given to only those of us who went to battle.
可是呢，大卫说不是的。
But yet David said no.
前面的得赏赐，后面的也要得赏赐。
Because the people who are fighting in the front will receive the plunder.
我们看呢，撒母耳记上三十章。
And also including those people who stayed behind. Please read chapter 30.
记载呢，大卫带着四百个人去追赶了。
We see here that David led 400 people to chase the enemies.
好，我们请看二十三节。
Let's read verse 23. But David said, "My brethren, you shall not do so with what the Lord has given us, who has preserved us and delivered into our hand the troop that came against us."
二十四节。
Verse 24. For who will heed you in this matter? For as his part is who goes down to the battle, so shall his part be who stays by the supplies. They shall share alike.
25节
Verse 25, so it was from that day forward, he made it a statute and an ordinance for Israel to this day.
这里说到呢，大卫就认为说，前面后面的都要得到一样的赏赐。
Here, David laid down a law that those who goes down to the battle and those who stay behind, they will also share in the plunder.
他特别强调呢，上阵的得多少，看守器具的也得多少。
And those who fight in the battle and those who stayed behind to guard the weapons, they also will share the same.
因为呢，他们的功劳都一样的
Because they have the same effort.
所以呢，要成为大家的一个共同的典章律例。
And this therefore become their statute and their ordinance.
所以呢，我们有家中有一个人在教会做服事工作。
For example, today if there is a particular family member who is serving in the church,
他的家人也在家庭里面能够照顾好，来支持他的工作。
And his family members then will take care of the house to support his work at church.
那么他也会得到一样的赏赐。
And the person who stayed at home will also receive the same reward.
因为呢，在前面呢，他做服事工作得到神的祝福。
Because the person who fight in the battlefront not only receive blessings from God.
那么在家庭里面的人也是得到一样的祝福。
And those in the background will also receive the same reward.
这就是全家人都得到的福气
And this is what is God's blessings.
那么得到福气就会全家人都快乐。
Because when he receives blessing, then it will be enjoyed by the entire family.
我们常常想今天呢，主耶稣要拯救一定是全家人的。
And today we know that when Jesus saves us, He has this long-term goal of saving our entire family.
因此，在《使徒行传》里面呢，多次的记载呢，他们信主的时候都是全家人来信主。
And also in the Book of Acts, we see later on that with other examples that the entire household was saved.
那么全家人来做服事。
And then later on, we see that the entire household also served.
那最后也是全家人来得救。
And then later on, the entire family got saved.
所以呢，我们今天呢，一定要把这个当作我们教会的一个目标。
And this should be the goal of our church today.
我曾经听教会有一位长老传道呢来做见证。
And there is a a testimony that I heard from our elder and
张瑞哲长老呢他曾经做那个见证给我们传道的同工来领受
And Elder Chang has shared with us his testimony with all of us preachers.
他曾经有一段时间教会的工作非常的兴旺。
He told us that one time the church that he was taking care of was so busy.
他说哇教会每一年灵恩布道会受洗的人数好多好多了。
That at every evangelical services and spiritual convocation there were so many people who got baptized.
所以呢我们就很好奇说哎呀张长老那你为什么那个时候有这么多人来受洗
And then out of curiosity, we asked him, why is it that there are so many people who got baptized at that time?
他说因为他很注重每一个家庭的家庭聚会。
It is because he focused on the importance of having family services.
他让家庭聚会不只是我们普通的弟兄姐妹聚在一起的家庭聚会。
And this family services is not about those brothers and sisters who come to a particular family to hold a Bible study.
而是让这个家里面还没有信主的家人一起来参加这个聚会。
But yet this kind of family service is the goal is to invite those unbelieving family members to attend.
所以呢，他家庭聚会的点非常的多。
And there are so many different family who hold this kind of family service.
可能两三家两三家就有一个聚会的点。
And they all have a location for every two, three families.
那么有很多的聚会的点都是为了要造就那个家庭里面还没有信主的人。
And these in these locations, the goal is to attract those unbelieving family members to attend.
结果呢，在这每一次的每个月的家庭聚会里面呢，非常多的频繁。
And we can see that later on this.Is this becomes very common?
结果他的家人还没有信主的也因为这样的聚会，他们也参加聚会以后，越来越多的明白道理。
And because of this kind of monthly gathering, the unbelieving family members got used to this type of fellowship.
接着因为这样子而受洗的很多
And then later on, they come to attend church services and they finally got baptized.
后来他发现原来有这么多的家人来受洗，那当然。教会每次灵恩布道会就有很多受洗的人
Only then did Elder Chang realize that there's so many unbelieving family members. This was shown by the great number of people who got baptized.
结果全家人来受洗啊。
And we see that the entire family members then got baptized.
那结果就可以全家人来服侍神。
Then later on, we see that the entire family members started to serve God.
那就全家人都来得救了。
And the whole family got saved.
那全家人都一起快乐。
And we see that joy come upon this
house. 我们看《使徒行传》十六章。
Please turn to the book of Acts, chapter 16.
现在我们讲的是另外一个例子是监狱里面的狱卒。
And this is another example of one of the family from the jailer.
我们看《使徒行传》十六章。
Please turn to the book of Acts, chapter 16.
那个时候也是有地震了，结果保罗跟希拉都没有逃走。
At the time there was an earthquake, but Paul and Silas did not.
他们反而叫狱卒呢，不要自杀了，不要伤害自己。
And they are the one who asked the jailer, the Philippian jailer, not to kill himself.
结果狱卒呢，就拿灯进来了，就趴在他们的面前呐。
And when this jailer saw Paul and Silas, he knelt down before them and said and begged them not to kill him.
他们就问说我要怎么做才可以得救呢
？And then he asked them, "What must I do, sir, to be saved?"
就保罗就说你应该信主耶稣，你和你一家人都必得救。
And they replied to him, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household."
我们看十六章三十一节。
Let's read.
我们看三十节。
Verse 30, and he brought them out and said, "Sirs." What must I do to be saved?
31节
Verse 31, so they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household.
32节
Verse 32, then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house.
33节
Verse 33, and he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and immediately he and all his family were baptized.
34节
Verse 34, now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household.
所以这里呢，一直强调他和他全家，他和他全家这个例啊，这个语啊，这个词句啊。
We see that the verses kept on repeating he and his household.
第一个是他和他全家都来听这个福音。
Here it says, he and his household heard the message.
然后只有他和他属乎他的人都受洗了。
And later on, he and his household were baptized.
那么他和他全家就因为相信神而很喜乐。
Then here later on, we see he and his household rejoiced.
那么到最后是他和他全家都得救了。
And here it says he and his household was saved.
所以呢，我们看到呢，狱卒啦，一家人呐，啊，就是这样的听啊，受洗啊。信主而得救了，而喜乐了。
Here we see the step by step conversion of this Philippian jailer from first hearing and accepting the message from baptizing and rejoicing.
对，所以这就是全家人啊的一个福气。
And this is what blessings to a family is all about.
所以呢，我们呢、啊、真的希望我们全家人一起吃饭。
And we hope that we can have meals together as a family.
好，我们就会啊互相来分享啊这个食物的美好跟快乐。
Then we can share with each other how delicious the food is.
那我们现在更希望来分享啊在主耶稣基督里面的啊恩典。
And we also is able to share with our family members how wonderful is the blessings of God.
让我们全家人啊都来信主了啊来服侍神了嗯、啊、来得救了。
After we have believed in God, we are able to serve together and also to be saved together.
这就是全家人啊进方舟啊的目标。
And this is the goal of us entering the ark as a family.
真的不要啊 miss 啊，不要遗漏任何一个家人呐。
Please do not miss any of our unbelieving family members.
我们都希望我们的全家人都能够在基督里面啊来得到保守。
And we hope that each and every one of our family members will be watched. Will be a watch after.
所以我们要啊为这个事情来祷告。
And we have to pray, to God for this.
家中还有为信主的人啊为他祷告。
And if there are any other family members who are not believers yet.
或者家中有软弱的啊弟兄姐妹啊已经很久没有来教会的，我们更要为他们祷告。
We have to pray for them and also pray for those weaker members of our family.
我们呢希望全家人都来到神面前。
So that every one of our family members may come before God.
我们一起唱诗。
Let us all sing hymn.
498首。
498.